See, you're the temple
of God. They are the temple of the devil. They want to defile the temple of God. That's just because they are Wile E. Coyote. They hate you. They hate your inheritance. They hate your gift. They want it, but they can't handle it. When the Philistines came over and stole the Ark of the Covenant, they took it over to their camp, and it almost destroyed them. They said, here, take it back. Take it back. They want what you got. They want your gifts. They want your mind, your heart, your will. They want what you have because they don't have it. Think about it. They're zombies. They have no life. If you study narcissist teachers long enough, you realize there's nothing in there. That's why they have to copy you. That's why they're always insecure. There's nothing in there. They're not alive. They're AI programs. And the AI program is from the devil, who's an AI program. Befallen in time. They're stuck in the loop-de-loop in time because that time is the AI program. So what are they? They're narcissistic, devil, psychopath, sociopath, demons. They get taken over. The Bible says they get taken captive by at will. Now think about what I'm saying. In Galatians, it says the flesh always persecutes the spirit. They're in the flesh. They have to persecute you. The Bible says the flesh always persecutes the spirit. They have to. It's not a maybe. They have to. They can't stop. They can't stop. I was cutting some wood the other day, and every time I was doing, raking some leaves or something, cutting wood or something, and every time I moved, the wind blew toward me. And I thought, well, why is that going on? The wind is blowing towards me. Why? Because you're the body of Christ. It's all about you as the body inside Christ, one with Jesus. And so the flesh persecutes the spirit, the earth follows you, the wind follows you, the universe follows you around. The earth, the creation groans. I parked way away from all cars, and somebody parked right beside me. What's that about? The very thing I'm talking about. The creation groans waiting for the saints to appear. Even the creation's waiting on you to arrive to what you really are. So they surround you with fake people. Fake reality, dead people, death cult, the sex cult, the money cult, the fake reality cult, the media cult, the churchianity cult, the 501(c) cult. It's all dead. It's all a dead system. Sitting here trying to record this message way far from the door, and somebody pulls in right beside me. Why? That's how it works. They want to shut up the truth from going out, because why? Somebody's going to see, break free. They're going to finally see it. They surround you with people and situations and distractions. I mean, TikTok. I never even watched TikTok. What else? Some of those other ones from Facebook. They put Facebook out there, TikTok, Instagram. What are some other ones? I don't know. But anyway, they throw that stuff out there, a foolishness stuff. Somebody's throwing a basketball through a hoop. Somebody's throwing a ball in a hole about 20 feet away or something like that. Who cares? Somebody's going around a racetrack over and over and over. Somebody's making an electric car more efficient. Somebody's doing this. It's a distraction, people. It's a distraction that you focus on the outside and not the inside. Because the hive mind, they all communicate through a hive mind. It's an underground network. If you tie into the unseen network, if you really tie in to your thought life and bring every thought into captivity, you can actually destroy the hive, or you can break up the hive for a season. The hive mind is using an underground Tor network. When you start to meditate on the word, rightly divide the word, when you stay in the word, when you get into etymology and you break the words into parts, what's happening is the hive mind starts to get scared. There's two unseen spirit realms, the hive mind and the spirit of God, the mind of Christ. You got the hive mind and you got the mind of Christ. All the hive mind work together. All the mind of Christ work together. They're all working together. You're either in the hive mind or you're in the mind of Christ. And if you're not in the mind of Christ and you're just going around, let's say you're saved, but you're not in the mind of Christ and you're just going about the system thinking it's just I'm just going to work to pay my bills. No, you're not. All this, the money, your education, when you send your kids to school, it's all hive mind. It's all the hive. When you listen to music, it's the hive. When you watch something on TV, it's the hive mind. So they're trying to use the telecommunication, the remote communion. See, they want to defile your temple, right? So they use the broadcast system to broadcast you, to bring you down to a mindset of a broad. They want to demasculate. They want to destroy. Instead of you building something, they want to tear it down. Instead of you building your mind, your work, your intellect, they want to pull you into the hive without you being in the hive. In other words, they want a proxy on your mind. Okay, so you're not in the hive, right? If you're saved. But you are in the hive if you're listening to their music, their TV, their doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils, their lies, their gaslighting, their TV shows, their movies. All of it is the hive. And they're bombarding you with their radio, their TV, their movies, their news, the CNN, Fox News. All of them are the hive. Yeah, Fox is conservative. I agree with that. That's good. But they're still part of the hive. Otherwise, why don't they preach Jesus? Yeah, but if they preach Jesus, nobody listens to them. Wrong. If Fox News preached Jesus, they'd get more subscribers. Why don't they preach Jesus? Because they're a part of the hive. The only people that you can know for sure that are not a part of the hive are the people that say faith alone, in Jesus alone, the finished work of Jesus. Those people are not in the hive. Everybody else who's in a works-based system is in the hive. I don't care if they're Pentecostal, I don't care if they're Baptist, Methodist, whatever. If they say it's a work, you got to do something. Hive mind. Clone hive agents. They're clones. They just repeat like a parrot. They have nothing in them. They just repeat what they've been told. They can't go inside and listen to the Holy Spirit. They can't read the word and rightly divide it. They have to get it from outside. Think about a narcissist. They can't get their self-acceptance. They have to get it from somebody else. They have to feel accepted by somebody else. They don't have this self-awareness to accept themselves. They can never be alone. If they are alone, they got somebody that they can call. They can't go into meditation for 4 hours, 4 days, 7 days, 4 months, 4 years, 40 years. They can't do it. They got to have somebody to vampire off of. Because they have no identity, so they got to steal yours. They have no knowledge, really. They got to steal yours. These people are sick. Some of them can escape. God, the elect are going to be pulled out. God came to, he wants all men to be saved, but he knows all men won't. So he's pulling the elect out, the elect saints. You can know when somebody's listening. They either mock you or they're more interested. If they mock what you're saying, shake the dust off your feet and walk on. Don't even give them, don't give your pearls unto swine. That dream I had, I couldn't figure out why I had that dream, but I think the significance of that dream. We were in the living room doing something and just talking or something, and she had me fooled that she was this kind of person. And then when all those people showed, then when I said, "Are you a psychopath?" she realized the she didn't have me fooled anymore. Something happened where I realized she was abusing the cats. So I said, "Are you a psychopath?" And she shook her head. Yeah, she admitted it. And so soon, right after that, a bunch of people came in and said, they were all in the other room, a bunch of people, and took and said, "Get away from her." I said, "What are you talking about? This is my wife." "No, it's not. What was that guy's name? The Chocolate Factory, but it was the female version. It was I forget now. But her name was female that pointed to the psychopathic guy who did the chocolate factory. Who was, he said, "Come to my factory and have fun." But he was killing people at the factory. And think about what's happening in your society. Eat this Snickers bar. Have fun. Eat this chocolate. It's full of sugar. It'll kill you. But he's not going to tell you that. And think about it. They're telling you to your face. This is a psychopathic system. So I watched that movie when I was a kid. You know. So the kid come in there and ate the chocolate, and he swelled up and he exploded. That's what's happening to you. It's inflammation. When you eat sugar, you inflame and you lose your health. They're killing you. But they want a slow kill. Why do they want a slow kill? The reason they want a slow kill is because they're attacking your soul. Your soul is your will, your emotion, your intellect. They're attacking your spirit. They want to defile the temple. So she had me fooled when I opened the veil. I said, "Are you a psychopath?" She said, "Yeah," and shook her head. She didn't say it. She shook her head. Then all her other people came in, said, "No. Her name is not that. Her name is this." And so she had the masses fooled. My point is, Jezebel will fool you. And I'm not talking about a person necessarily. I'm talking about the Jezebel spirit in a person. They will fool you. When you see through them, they say, "Okay, he sees through me. He's free." And so the whole system is still fooled by this person or this spirit. And so the whole system ostracizes you, tries to put you in jail, tries to kill you, tries to poison you, tries to destroy you, tries to mock you, tries to lie about you, tries to deep fake you, tries to do everything they can to make you look bad. And if you look at Admiral Hurt, and see these abusers, they will say, "Oh, you came back for more. Okay, you must want to be abused." They're not going to change. The narcissist is not going to change. Psychopath. They say, "Well, okay, so you think I'm going to change? I'll just abuse you a little bit more." You want more? I'll give you more. You keep coming back. When you're dating a sociopath, the biggest thing you need to learn is they're never done, but you can be done. If you say, "I'm done," you're done. It's over. They're never done. If you say, "I'm done," they'll come back in 2 months, 2 weeks, 6 months, a year. They'll come back if you let them. But if you're done, you're done. And if you let them back in, they say, you must want more abuse. You must want more lies. You must want more fake reality. You must want the delusion. You must want the dream. I'm noticing that with the stock market. The stock market keeps crashing you, taking your money. It's all fake. It's AI programmed to it. Listen, you keep going back for more. You want more cigarettes? Here, have another one. You want another beer? Have another one. You want some more drugs? Have another one. You want some more sugar? Have another one. Until you say, I'm done, it's going to keep trying to abuse you. Do you understand? You have to say, I'm done. The system's not going to say, I'm done. The system's saying, listen to this music. Lady Gaga's got a new song. And if you say, I'm done, you're done. If you cut off music, people will start to say, hey, here's some music you need to hear. If you cut off sugar, people say, here's some candy. If you cut off drinking, people say, here, let's go to the bar. If you cut off Jezebel, another one will come up to knock on your door and say, here, I'm here for you. Just like Proverbs 5 and 7. So the system's just like the harlot in Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. Proverbs 5, 7, 9 tells you the system. And the harlot, the whore, in Proverbs 5, 7, and 9 is the whore system. And as long as you keep going back and keep going back, she's going to be there, and you're going to pay, and you're going to pay hard. And you might end up dead, and you probably end up hell, burning in hell. My point is, the system's trying to do the same thing that you see in Proverbs 5, Proverbs 7, and Proverbs 9. She sits on the porch waiting for passerbys to come by and come in, and she destroys their soul. She destroys the man. Amber Heard tried to do it with Johnny Depp. He overcame. You might say he did it to her. Who knows? He might be the woman that Jezebel. Who knows? They're both probably are. But one of them is worse than the other. She says, I still love Johnny. I still love Johnny. Oh, really? Which one's the narcissist? Which one? Is it both of them? Which one's in delusion? Which one's believing the lies? Which one's trying to destroy the other one? I don't think Johnny was trying to destroy her. She just kept pushing it and pushing it. She tried to destroy him. When you walk away from the sociopath, when you walk away from the sociopathic system, it's always there calling you. Come back. Come in here. What's it say in Proverbs? Come in here. She says, I spread my bed out. I got some perfume on the bed, and the good man's gone on a long journey. He took some money and went on a long journey, but I got my bed made up for you. So the sociopathic system says, come over here, listen to my music. Listen to my doctrines. Listen to my demonic. Join up. Yoke up with the unsaved. Yoke up with the unbelievers. Yoke up with the system. Join the hive mind. They can't stop. She eats and she wipes her mouth and saith, I've done no wickedness. So the system is eating souls. The system is eating lives. The system is taking your strength. What does Solomon's mother tell him? She said, Solomon, my son, Lemuel, O King Lemuel, the son of my womb, it's not for kings to give your strength unto women. System. I'm not attacking women. I'm showing you the typology. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. The system is the flesh mind. Oh, Solomon, King Lemuel, the son of my womb, it's not for kings to give your strength unto women. What's she mean by that? The system, S-Y-S, or S-I-S-T, sister, system, the flesh, the earthly, the temporal, the fleshly, the earth plane, the flesh plane, the natural plane, the natural mind. The natural mind is always out there. They always want something. They're vampires. If you can understand what I'm saying, if you can hear me, it's a glorious day because you can be totally free and you know who are the system agents. If there's a born-again woman out there, she knows there's some men out there part of the system that don't love her, just want to use and abuse her and turn her into a harlot, turn her into Jezebel, and he wants to be an Ahab and let her run the house and make her go to work. And he don't have to, he just sits at home and plays video games, you know. This is for the men and the women. This is for everybody. You're in a system that is the flesh mind, the natural mind. It's an AI flesh mind. It's the devil's system. If it's the devil's system, that means he's an AI program. And he brings up your past, which is not even real, because all he can do is repeat a cycle. That's all.